Michael John, you're very welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Amber. Good to talk to you.
Lovely to have you on the show again. So, Michael John, how has the last 12 months been for Castle Island businesses?
All in all, Amber, it's been a very good year. As you will know, Castle Island is heavily dependent on its hinterland, which is essentially an agricultural hinterland, and the conditions in agriculture this year have been exceptional. High milk prices, high beef prices. So Castle Island has done well on the back of that, and consumer sentiment has been very high as a result.
That's fantastic to hear. And I know there's been a lot of improvements taking place throughout the town over the past kind of 12 months or so as well. I think it was last year we saw the main street being resurfaced, but there's been a lot of work on Church Street as well in terms of the surface and the footpaths there as well. So good to see those kind of improvements taking place.
Yes, the infrastructure, the main street, Church Street, the surfaces, the road surfaces and the footpaths have all been improved. And you know, it all adds to the shopping experience and to the Castle Island experience.
It certainly does. And is it the case, Michael John, I suppose, that this year that you've seen people travelling from outside of the county maybe into Castle Island to do their shopping, I suppose, and to avail of what the town has to offer?
Yeah, you know, those numbers have gone up a lot. You know, throughout the year, we've seen a big rise in footfall, especially as we, you know, especially through bank holiday weekends, midterm breaks, the summer holidays. The number of people coming into the town, probably shopping, or indeed many of them staying overnight, has gone well up. And you know, as I say, footfall is what we trade on and what brings benefit to our retailers, and it's been a good year in that regard.
That's fantastic to hear, and it's important for the businesses, isn't it, that people, I suppose, do travel and do avail of what the town has to offer, because they're there, you know, working hard, I suppose, every day of the week in a bid to attract people in. So it's important that it's actually working, I suppose, and what they're doing is proving to be fruitful.
That's right. And that's what we as a chamber are now selling very much. And I think the message is resonating very much with people. Castle Island is, you know, is probably the shopping centre of Kerry. We believe it is right now. Some of the best value choice and you know, customer shopping experiences are available in this town. You know, our retailers are well known. They're there a long time. And, you know, the customers keep coming back and back for you know, the physical experience of shopping as opposed to doing all online. We will never get all of the custom, but you know, we are certainly well up there with and ahead of all the other towns in Kerry in competing for people's loyalty.
Absolutely. And I know in the general area as well, there's lots of different, I suppose, festivals and events that take place in Castle Island as well. I suppose you have the Patrick O'Keefe Music Festival, and you have the likes of even the Fair Day, I suppose, in November as well, and different things throughout the year as well that take place. And they're hugely important, aren't they, as well, Michael John? Because again, I suppose they're bringing people into the town, and you're hoping that they will stay and spend their money locally when they are there.
Exactly. And we do have a number of those events, as you said. The Patrick's Weekend was the biggest parade we've had. Patrick O'Keefe was as well the biggest, everyone thinks. And, you know, the Fair Day, getting a fine day for the day, it made for a major crowd around the place. And, you know, as you said, that brings people to the restaurants, to the bars. They all get their day out from those events, which is very important to, you know, in their overall year.
Yeah, absolutely. It certainly is. And Michael John, I know something that's been a kind of a long-standing issue in the town as well was the constant breakages, I suppose, in water supply. But obviously major investment came into the town and work was taking place on that water supply over the last year, I suppose, or so as well. But I can imagine that's had a really knock-on benefit for local businesses now, because they do have that reliable supply and it means they don't have to close, I suppose, which is another positive for the town.
Yes. I mean, we can do without those kinds of interruptions, and the water supply from the Brusta side of the town, the pipes there have been replaced, and we've had no breakdown or in water supply since those pipes have been replaced, and you know, that again, you know, set you back when it happens. So we're back at the level of service we would expect from water and electricity and those kind of services for our businesses.
That's fantastic. And I suppose just before you finish up, I know you were on the show with me a few weeks ago as well, Mike and John, talking about the master plan that's being developed for Castle Island. I suppose as you look forward, I can imagine that's probably among the main focuses of the Chamber, getting that progressed, I suppose, and seeing maybe work start on some of the actions in it.
That's right. We are just about completing the master plan. And as well as that, there is a local area development plan just in process as well. And between the two of them, we will have laid out the conditions and the infrastructure that we would like to see in Castle Island for it to prosper into the future. So we would be looking for some initiatives on the master plan, certainly the low-hanging fruit that will give evidence that things are happening. It's important for that people would see further advancement in the town. And I suppose on top of that, Amber, we are celebrating 800 years of the foundation of the town and the castle. That's going to bring its own events, which I think are centred around the May Bank Holiday weekend. We look forward to that and celebrating what is a milestone, a big milestone in the history of the town.
Absolutely. It'll be a lovely event and lovely to see that there's so much planned for it, I suppose, at this stage already. But Michael, John, thanks a million for taking the time to talk to me, and continued success for the Chamber next year.
Thank you, Amber. Happy New Year to all of you in Radio Kerry.